This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Monday, September 24th, 2018. This is Garrett Bampus reporting for CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. Before I recap yesterday's game or the weekend series, I have to tell you about the premier place to buy last-minute tickets, Game Time. With over 8 million users across the U.S. and Canada, Game Time is the top destination for last-minute tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. Game Time is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute experience. Unlike the legacy industry behemoths Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm users with cumbersome choices and steps, Game Time curates only the best value tickets and makes the experience incredibly fast. And, not to mention, Game Time guarantees you'll receive your tickets in time for the event and that they'll be valid for entry. If not, they will give you a 100% refund or locate replacement tickets. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/socks and use the promo code SOCKS. That's usegametime.com/SOX. Please note that this offer is only valid for first-time customers. The Boston Red Sox and Cleveland Indians squared off this past weekend, previewing a possible playoff matchup between two American League powerhouses. It was Boston at first that got the best of the AL Central champions, taking Game 1 by a score of 7-5. The Red Sox found themselves down 4-2 heading into the 7th inning, when they then proceeded to plate 4 runs on the help of Sam Travis and Zhu Wei Lin. The offensive burst and shutdown bullpen carried the Fenway men to their 105th victory. Round 2 the next night took 11 frames to finish before Drew Pomeranz lit up the game-winning bases-loaded single to Michael Brantley. Andrew Benintendi had tied the game up in the top of the 8th at 4 apiece, but all further production stalled, and the Red Sox landed themselves in the defeat column. After 11 hard-fought innings last night, the Red Sox were denied home field advantage in the win record again. Mookie Betts tore up the Indians after his brief absence, going 4-for-6 with 2 runs, and William Cuevas was lights out in his 5 1/3 innings of relief, but it was deja vu as Greg Allen pushed a single down the third baseline in another bases-loaded situation. Tonight, Boston returns to their home turf for the final 6 games of the season without the help of starting shortstop Xander Bogaerts. Bogaerts went down in the 7th inning of Sunday's contest during the middle of an at-bat, but manager Alex Cora released a statement this morning saying that Bogaerts is day-to-day due to left shoulder soreness. It isn't clear who will start in place of the damaged infielder, but it is obvious that the Baltimore Orioles have a chance to make their mark in history, and not in a good way. Through 16 matchups thus far, the Red Sox have a 14-2 record against the worst team in baseball. And believe it or not, the stats say it could keep going downhill for the Orioles. Baltimore is in a position to finish at least 59 games out of first place, which would surpass the Florida Marlins' record of 52 games back in 1998. Nathan Eovaldi will take the mound tonight at 7:10 for Game 1. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. Don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed, both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Garrett Bampos for the Boston Red Sox news feed.